The Overdrive Red Eye Radio Trucker Talent Search is brought to you by Dello. Go to ChevronDello.com for more details. That's ChevronDello.com.
With all news all day, this is the Triangle's News Authority. News Radio 680 WPCF, Raleigh, North Carolina. A Curtis Media Group station. CBS News. I'm Jim Senevy. Fire crews in San Diego have cash cooler
touch. Firefighters, they say they're also forced to get more humidity, which is aiding them on the front lines, and that's expected to continue providing relief through the weekend.
There is one problem area, two fires that are burning on the Camp Pendleton Marine Base, Lieutenant Ryan Finnerty.
Their crews are going to keep working their hardest until all these fires are 100% contained. Everyone can go back to their homes and living areas. Everybody's safe.
Veterans Affairs Secretary Eric Shinseki under fire over that growing scandal involving secret waiting lists and delayed treatment for seriously ill veterans has now accepted the resignation of a top VA official, Russell, Undersecretary for Healthcare.
The resignation of Dr. Petzl came in response to congressional demands for more accountability at the VA, but critics quickly pointed out that Dr. Petzl had already announced his retirement. House Veterans Affairs Committee Chairman accused VA Secretary Shinseki of trying to create the illusion of accountability.
The White House says President Obama does support Shinseki's call for Petzl's resignation. Republicans call the move political doublespeak. The American Legion continues with its demands for Shinseki to resign. Transportation Department has fined General Motors $35 million over that delayed recall of vehicles equipped with potentially defective ignition switches, a problem that's been linked to at least 13 deaths. WWJ's Jeff Gober.
$35 million is the most the government can fine an automaker. Transportation Secretary Anthony Fox would like to see that raised to $300
million. $35 million, as I've said before, is a route, we do think $300 million is attention-grabbing.
Car companies say you have our attention, and that's why you're seeing a record number of recalls this year. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News, Detroit.
Heated demonstrations continue in Turkey, where people are outraged over the nearly 300 deaths in a mine explosion and fire.
The Turkish government and the mining company made any negligence in this. And many people at the board disagree. They're very angry about this disaster, and they blame the Turkish government. They say the Turkish government is too close to mining companies, and it allows very lax safety standards.
Expect a busy travel holiday next weekend.
AAA says it's forecasting a slight increase from last year in the number of people traveling at least 50 miles from home. AAA Chief Operating Officer Marshall Doney says it's an economic milestone.
AAA is projecting a new post-recession high for Memorial Day travel. It's the second greatest number of Memorial Day travelers since the year 2000.
Steve Dorsey, CBS News, Washington. This is CBS News.
If you've worn a
Now, WPTF News, the city of Durham.